Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love Muslims. Coming to you once again from the Women's Club of Minneapolis in, wait for it, Minneapolis, Minnesota! It's Saturday, June 18th, 2016, and I know I'm about to be impressed by some name tags. Let's see them. Oh, yeah. I knew they would be big and plentiful. And I love how many of them light up. Just really coming in handy right now. and I love the one, what's the JFK one? Is that a JFK poster? And what's it, what'd you change it to? JFK-ty? And that, is that the poster where you wrote down the names of every guest that's ever been on? She tried. So how many names do you think are on that thing? Between 500 and 600 people have been on this podcast. Holy shit. All right, well, go ahead and put them down, and when the guests are trying to pick the name tags, if there's somebody that could turn the house lights on, that'd be awesome, because we don't want just the light-up ones to get chosen. Exactly, like that, but when I'd like it to happen. Hey, balcony. Doug plugs, Los Angeles, Tuesday night, UCB Franklin at 9:30, Philadelphia, Wednesday and Sunday, Salt Lake City, Tuesday, June 28th, DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. Did you guys hear that Acme Comedy Company might have to leave their location that they've been in for almost 25 years? Yep, yep. You're right to boo. It was my decision. and I'm here to apologize. No, but you can go to acmecomedycompany.com, and there's a petition to help keep Minneapolis's premier, and in my mind, only comedy club. I'll mention it again later for people that are listening and don't want to grab a pen. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. Two big movies came out this weekend. Finding Dory, the story of a fish with short-term memory. And Central Intelligence, the story of, I don't know. I'm guessing the dialogue is more intelligent in the Forgetful Fish movie. So watch Dory, not Central. This has been Watch This, Not That, First Name Basis Edition. One of our friends over at City Pages did a little blurb about this show here. So I brought for the prize bag a copy of the issue and I signed right next to the little article, and I'll tell you what I wrote after I read you part of it. Doug Benson, famous for his marijuana-influenced humor, comes to town with a sold-out stand-up show at Acme, and then he also mentions the hilarious Daniel Corin headlines the rest of the week, so plug for that guy. And it says, Benson will also record an episode of his popular podcast, Doug Loves Movies, this Saturday at 4:20, then parentheses, get it? This is my favorite part, though. Once fairly accessible to the press, Benson now eschews interviews. I didn't get a call about being interviewed for this paragraph. But if I did, I probably eschewed it. I've never been accused of eschewing anything. So what they did was, he goes, fortunately, Jeff Tate, a frequent panelist on the show, was able to provide some insight. So he interviewed, like, this guy was not going to just be able to write something based on, you know, his own opinions. I guess, I don't know, maybe, yeah, I guess I should appreciate the extra ink. But this is what Jeff Tate said. I definitely watch more movies since becoming a regular on the show. What? Why is that insight into what this show is going to be like? What another guest says about... It goes on to say, Tate appears on the show about once a month. The panel discusses current movies. And then they play the Leonard Maltin game, which, no, we don't anymore. And as with all Doug Loves Movies tapings, the guests for the Minneapolis recording are a closely guarded secret. I am not on the Minneapolis show, Jeff Tate can confirm. This is some hard-hitting reporting, you guys. Well, the guests are a secret, and I'm a reporter, so let's see if I'll find out who's not going to be on the show. But Tate goes on to say, but I know who is on the show, and it's going to be good. There's at least one person who's local, and they're all hilarious. So, yeah. So look forward to that, you guys. I mean, I might as well bring them out right now. Because Jeff Tate is right. They are all hilarious, and one of them is local. Please give a big warm welcome to Jacob Siroff, Chad Daniels, Chell Bjorgen, and Colt Cabana. I'm sorry, I forgot to say what I wrote on the article. I wrote, busy eschewing. exclamation point, Doug Benson, in pink Sharpie. So that's special. And I also have a lot of other stuff in the prize bag, but let's meet our guests real quick. Let's start on the opposite end down there. How many times have you done the show now? Like three, maybe?
I think so.
Two, three?
Yeah.
Three.
Okay. Say three.
Let's go three.
Sure.
It's Chad Daniels, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
He drove down from Foster Farms.
Fergus Falls.
Fergus Falls.
At least he didn't say Frostbite Falls. That's the oldest trick in the book.
They do? People say that?
All the time. Do you know Bullwinkle? Yeah, I fucking know a cartoon moose.
You probably don't even know any real moose.
Couple.
And that's the proper pluralization of that, right? That you don't know any real moose? You don't say
so.
Mooses.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, moose.
Meese?
No, definitely not meese.
Just checking.
Thank you for driving the 3 hours to be here with us today. I'm glad you were able to make it.
My pleasure.
And what do you got for the prize bag?
Prize bag, here's what we're looking at.
What,
somebody just goes, Jesus.
Oh,
somebody went, whoa.
My.
That is
too much. He brought his own bag.
So it's going to be 4th of July pretty soon. I got some poppets. They used to be called snaps, but that's probably that's probably racist or something.
That's my safe space. You can't say snaps.
I got a sleeve of Titleist Pro V1 balls. It's US Open right now, and you'll hear on there, those are the best. I also have a mug. I was just in Vancouver. I went to Vancouver Island. This is a Starbucks mug from Vancouver Island. And also, Chell, sorry to blow the bubble here, but Chell's on the show, and he and I were working together. And he spent $100 at Costco for food, and he hated all of it, except this thing of nuts. And he left them in my car, and I've been taking pictures with these nuts everywhere I go and sending them to him. And now I'm gonna give these away, so as someone grabs them, I'm just gonna watch his fucking heartbreak. So that's it.
So somebody today is gonna win those nuts.
Oh, you can win those nuts.
These nuts right here?
Now.
Somebody's gonna win them?
Now, for sure don't eat those nuts. For sure, they've been opened.
Well, that's not a good thing to give away. They could forget that you warned them. They'd be all excited they won the nuts. Nuts really go bad if you leave them in the car?
Well, I don't think it's about going bad, but they've been opened, and I don't want people to just, at midnight tonight, going, oh my God, I can't believe we ate these nuts. That was
all right.
Me, that was me with nuts in my mouth. It's fine. It's not important.
I got this thing somewhere recently. It's a some sort of thing that you pour into tea, into water, and it makes tea, but it's comes in a nice, fancy little bottle, and... there you go. Also joining us on the panel today is Colt Cabana, everybody.
You know, I actually do know a couple people named Moose. I've wrestled a couple dudes named Moose before.
Yeah, that's probably a popular name in wrestling for
really
a big guy.
I've done that too.
Speaking of wrestling, you're in town to wrestle tonight?
Yeah, I'm wrestling over at First Avenue for First Wrestling, and the show is sold out, so...
Was anyone here going to go to that? It's sold out, so it's, you know, it's no big deal.
Our demographic isn't crossing that well right now. Scott Hall will be there, and he smokes hella weed, so... Used to, allegedly, sorry.
Is this your first time playing First Avenue?
No, I go there.
You've been there before?
Yeah, I go there quite a lot for First Wrestling.
Yeah, it's pretty. I only played the side room, but it's pretty cool place to. You know, it's one of the few venues that feels real super historic and important.
Yeah, I'm a big star. I'm in the first match.
What does that mean?
That meant nothing to either of you guys. Sorry. I'm the scrub of the show, all right?
You have Jordan flip-flops on. That's something.
I know. A fan sent these to me for free. I can't afford these.
What?
Yeah, those are pretty fancy.
What'd you bring for the prize bag? I hope not the shoes.
All right, so I have these two documentaries that I made about my life on the road called The Wrestling Road Diaries and The Wrestling Road Diaries 2, spelled T-O-O, like Look Who's Talking. Also, I signed these for you. Those are the documentaries I made. I have a podcast, a storytelling podcast about wrestling on the Howl Network, and we're coming out with a new season. And I did one about a wrestling promotion in Japan called Dog Legs, and it's handicapped professional wrestling. And there's a documentary that's coming out June 28th. You can buy it anywhere. And we also did a story on it, and so they sent me a T-shirt.
Where was that?
This guy's name is Shintaro. He has cerebral palsy, and he's one of the best wrestlers in the world.
Also, his favorite food, dog legs.
And then... It's still good.
Speak when spoken to, Jacob.
And then last time I was on the show, I revealed that I used to get Netflix when they would mail it in, and they would burn it, and they wouldn't burn it. I would burn it, and I would keep... a copy for me, mm-hmm. just for, you know, for my own records. And I would draw the DVD art on it, so I have two of those for my collection. This is my own drawn art of Lars and the Real Girl. And then also my own drawn burned DVR/D Rocket Man DVD. It kind of looks like it has four boobs on it. What are those things called?
Those are boobs.
Boobs. Four pairs of boobs. That's what I got.
All right, well, pass all that stuff down, and thank you for being here.
I think they're electrons, though, actually.
And we've already heard from him a few times. And we're going to hear from him again right now. Jacob Siroff is here, everybody.
Thanks, Coon Rapids.
Oh, I brought a peacemaker pipe that's been used only been used once by two of the people on this stage. What do you have, Jacob?
Some of you might know I'm kind of into the Star Wars movies, and I brought this pin from Disneyland. It's a Finn Star Wars pin.
Well, it looks
so
lovely.
So there's the one black person in the room right now is on this pin.
That's interesting you that you brought a pin. It is a really cool one. It's Finn, right? Is
it's
that what
Finn,
you said?
Yeah. Yeah. It's from Disneyland in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I also brought this... Mark Wahlberg and I have the same personal trainer. We've just been doing a lot of reps together lately. And so he gave me this Ted 2 doll, which talks, and it says about 35 different phrases. I've tried to get to the end of it, and I didn't. I was not successful. Do you want to? I'm sure Doug will want to play with it. But here, we'll give you one.
I'm going to get a huge migraine in the parking lot in about 20 minutes.
So... a lot of that kind of
nailed
stuff.
Nailed it.
But, wait, what did he...
If you love talking on a walkie-talkie, you're going to love that
shit. The best part
shit.
About this thing... Sorry, Chad. The best part about this thing is there's a... right on the back, it says, for adults, and then right underneath that, it says, warning, for safety's sake, remove all tags and plastic loops before giving this item to a child. Before giving this adult item to a child. Then at the bottom, it says, please retain all information for future reference. So...
don't throw away that box
is
what they're saying.
You're going to be liable. So that's pretty cool.
All right, I gotta hear one of these things. I couldn't even tell what he was saying when you did it.
Oh, shit.
Okay, here we go. How do you make him talk?
I think it's the other hand.
Swear at him.
You just punch him in the face?
I think it's the other hand, though.
You squeeze his hand? This is... there we go. Okay. All right. Oh, he talks forever. Where does it come out of, though? Do you know? Come out of his butt.
You can eat chairs on me. That felt smooth. That felt really smooth. That's what you get for fucking exercising.
Your turn to play with it, kids.
All the plastic tags have been removed. Here you go.
Retain that information.
A
And helping me out with the microphone on that, first time guest on the show, it's Chell Bjorgen, everybody.
Hey, thank you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Jeff Tate's very excited about you being here.
Yeah.
He's a big fan.
I know, he's great. I just saw him a couple weeks ago. He's great. Yeah. He's happy.
And happy. He's always got a lot of flair on his jacket. He's always got pins, you know, that say cheers and shit on them. And somebody, I think I lost their business card in this melee over here. Oh, no, here it is. Somebody gave me this. What's the name here? It's at the Midnight Society or at Worship the Sky on Instagram and Twitter. And there's a Django Unchained pin. It's just Django's face.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. And then
two black pins on one show.
And then a John Candy and Spaceballs pin. Yeah, it's very nice. And they included, just for fun, a sticker of Nick Offerman. Just a Nick Offerman face, not Ackerman. Thank you, Chell. And what do you have for us today? You brought a whole bag of stuff.
I did. Well, and this actually wasn't worked out. Chad was talking about my snacks that I bought that I hate. I bought these from Costco, and I hated them. It's Enlightened, the Good For You Crisp. I thought they were flavored peanuts, like sriracha, but they're roasted beans, and they're gross, so I don't want them.
They come in sea salt, sriracha, mesquite barbecue, or go to fucking hell.
Yeah, they're nasty, so enjoy that.
100-calorie bags, though. 24 bags in the box. That's only 2,400 calories. It's a solid meal.
And I got some DVDs. I got Glow, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, the very best. All right. Wasn't expecting that reaction. All right. Squid and the Whale, maxed out. Really, the Squid and the Whale?
Everything's a competition. Poor Squid and the Whale can't beat the Ladies of Wrestling.
Maxed Out, which is a great documentary. I love documentaries, and it's about the bubble and how it happened. And it's entertaining. It's fun. And I got. I'm serious, you guys. Twister, which that movie affected me. It affected me. And then along came Polly. Nice. Oh, yeah, and that.
And a book of matches that says fucking shithead on it.
It's chewing gum.
Shithead. It really is chewing gum?
Yeah.
I thought it was matches. Oh. But it's chewing gum, you guys. Finally, chewing gum with the word fucking on the front of it. I'm going to give this to the same kid I give the Ted 2 doll to. Thank you for bringing all of that, Chell. You can just put it back in your bag. We'll do someone's going to win three bags today. Because also I brought from my personal VHS collection an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer entitled Checkpoint. I don't remember that one. Oh, hey, and another episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer entitled What's My Line was the name of that episode. So I that might have been the one where everyone couldn't talk, like they all lost their voices.
I think it's the one where everybody did bad improv.
Oh, and also, somebody sent me this long-ass letter and a DVD of their movie, and I'll just cut to the chase. The movie's not a success. He says, in our first month on iTunes, we had 4 downloads. But it's the producer-director of the movie, and he said, give it away on the show. And so I'm happy to do that just now. The movie's called Seahorses. And someone calls it an extraordinary tale, and another one calls it an indie film that excels. And it's rated NR. So it's not rated. It's got a rating of not being rated. And all of that is going in the prize bag, so good luck to somebody tonight, today, this afternoon. Fucking giving a speech. He's like,
wow, you make history come alive.
It's like they just said, let's put everything he's ever said and let's not worry about context.
I like how you put it to his neck like he had a tracheotomy.
Fuck you.
I still don't know where the speaker is on that thing. But at least we could kind of hear it. I have a question I always like to ask every panelist on the show. We'll start with Chad on the other end there. What was the last movie that you saw?
I think it's called How to Be Single. I was on an airplane. And then I watched that.
And you found out how to do it?
Yeah,
was
I think
it
so.
Educational?
I think so, yeah.
You're ready to be single?
You just need to be from Australia and be chubby and everything works out.
I thought there were like four girls in that...
Yeah, but that's the only one it really works out with. What's her name? What's that girl's
name?
What's the girl's name?
Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, thank you.
But somebody up there said a guy's name. That's not funny.
Thor.
I saw that movie. I didn't care for it, really.
It wasn't the best. There was a lot of complaining.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot or anything, but, you know, you could have watched Deadpool.
No, it was the only...
It was just the one movie for the whole plane.
It was like...
So they cut out all the sex stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking sex comedy.
I didn't even know
there
was sex stuff.
Yeah, it's like a sex comedy.
God damn it. I'm so furious. Like I've been jacking off on a plane.
Well, in a Rebel Wilson movie, that's kind of a favor to the
audience. I'd like my entire airfare back because you edited that film. And they'd be like, how about $7? Because that... kind of the price of a movie ticket. I don't know.
Well, it just came down. Just all of a sudden the screens came out and started playing. And I was like, yeah, I'll get behind this.
Yeah. And you watched it.
I sure did. While reading HGTV magazine, Who Wants to Fuck? That's what I thought.
Now that you know how to be single.
That's what I thought.
I think that was a selling point of the movie. I think in the ads they said, this movie's perfect for multitasking. Grab a periodical and enjoy.
I think you're right.
Colt, what was the last movie you saw?
I somehow acquired an Xfinity on app, and I saw, now I have Showtime, and I watched D-Train. D-Train, right?
The D-Train with D-Train. Jack Black and James Marsden.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an interesting movie.
It was like, it wasn't a bad movie, but I just felt like, I don't know, it was a weird story for Jack Black to take that role, I thought. Like, I didn't see that, like, ever being, like, an amazing movie, like, whoever was in it.
Yeah, I you know, he just, to me, he seems to pick roles that he thinks would be interesting, and he doesn't seem to do the same thing, you know, he doesn't like to repeat himself, but, yeah, I didn't think it was the perfect... I wasn't crazy about it, but I can watch School of Rock over and over and over again. So I think there should just be like a series of Dewey Finn movies where he just pretends to be something and gets away with it.
Like I was gonna say, like it's the perfect. It's funny you said that because I was gonna say it's like the perfect TBS movie where it's just on and you watch it. But I think School of Rock is the perfect TBS movie.
Yeah, no,
where it's just I'll watch that no matter what.
It's super watchable every time. And I went even deeper. I saw the Broadway show version of it, and I loved it.
Of the D-Train?
Yeah. Yeah, Broadway's trying this new thing. When a movie doesn't work out, they think maybe it'll work as a musical. Jacob, what about you? What's on your...
Well, I haven't been to the theater since Civil War, but I just watched one of my favorite movies, Naked Lunch, the other day on HBO.
Just for laughs?
Yeah, it's a fun one.
Really sweet, light comedy.
Right, just people having gay sex with insects and stuff. It's a fun movie.
Doesn't
I watch it with my
like,
kids.
Somebody like shoots themselves in the head like in the first...
No, he shoots his wife in the head. Spoiler
oh, there you
alert.
Go. Sorry.
That's actually How to Be Single.
Yeah. I told him to say that backstage.
That's what they should have called
that. I'm
going to
set up this naked lunch joke.
I would definitely not see Rebel Wilson in naked lunch. I would not.
I don't want to see naked anything with Rebel Wilson.
That was sort of the joke I was making, but no fat shaming in here, you guys. This is a woman's club. Yeah. Get your shit together, man.
I'm just not into blondes.
You're what?
I'm not into blondes. I'm fine with their size.
I can't hear what you're saying.
I'm just not into blondes, Doug.
Not into blondes.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
You know me well enough to know size is not an issue for me.
Yeah, you'll take any size vagina. No, you like a variety. You're into variety with the ladies.
No shaming.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed of anything I do with the ladies.
Mm-mm. Oh.
That was a dude that wooed.
That was definitely a dude.
That's
woo. Jacob's not ashamed. Now, woo! Chell, what was the last movie you saw?
I went to Redbox, and I...
You guys, no Redbox shaming.
Thank you. It's a women's club.
That kind of laughs.
Thanks, Doug. Hello, my name is Doris, is what I saw.
That is a very good movie. If you haven't seen it yet, red box it up, you guys. Yeah, you enjoyed it?
I was pleasantly surprised. I had no idea what to expect, and I didn't know it was Michael Showalter directed it.
Mm-hmm.
Dark and funny and honest and time.
No, it's very entertaining. It's a fun movie because you just don't see, like, Sally Field is the Doris in the title character, and she. You know, she's an older woman that doesn't have a man, you know, and is trying to, you know, hook up or whatever. And she meets a younger guy, and a fairly realistic relationship springs from that. And she's really a great character and a great performance.
Right.
She's really funny in it. She's never, I mean, she's always been kind of a funny actress in Smoking the Bandit and Flying Nun and shit, but... But like in this, she's like really playing a character and being really funny. And,
she was funny, but I think who stole the show was Time Daly or Time.
Time Daly is like
stole
yeah,
the show.
Is her like best friend, and they argue about stuff, and it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, because I don't. Last time I saw her was in
Cagney and Lacey.
Starsky and Hutch. I thought Starsky and Hutch.
You think Starsky and Hutch is a show that Time Daly was in?
I was confused.
It's Cagney and Lacey.
Okay.
Did you think Cagney and Lacey were two dudes, or you just didn't even know Cagney and Lacey at all?
I went for a cheap joke.
Yeah, it's funny when you like, sometimes you say a joke like where you're pretending to be dumb, and then it just comes off super dumb.
Yeah.
It was a short hair shaming joke, is what it was.
Are you trying to give an example right away of what I was just talking about? What was the last movie I saw?
What was the last movie you saw, Doug?
Yeah, you guys have to guess.
Deadpool.
Probably Deadpool. I watch on planes all the time. And on the flight here, I watched a few episodes of Shameless. I'm on a Shameless tear. Yeah, I like that show. If you guys know the cast of that show, tell them I like them. They do a good job. Good job over there at Shameless.
And if you know anybody at Netflix, maybe tell them the American version would be great. Nope, are we not doing that? Gotcha. You guys just shut me down in a fucking hurry. You're like,
they were in a rush to shut you down.
What's that?
They were in a rush to shut you down.
Oh man, they were not.
We cannot wait to shut this down.
Just looked at me like, what are you talking about?
What did you say though?
I said, if you know anyone at Netflix, let them know the American version would be great.
Yeah.
And then all of you went, That's Netflix shaming. That's a callback from before.
I don't get the American part. The American version?
There's a...
Oh.
Why are you patting me?
I feel bad.
I will fucking body slam you in front of all these people. Jesus Christ.
No.
Prince dies and they let wrestling into First Ave and he thinks he can fucking touch me.
We established that he's been there several times.
I know.
But that's still a solid joke.
Thank you so much. I love how you had to use your rebuttal, and then, but still,
it's
okay.
It's really, really hilarious, but...
No, on Netflix, I typed in Shameless, and a fucking weird version came up. That's why I said American, you motherfuckers! I know it's British. That's why I said, let them know the American version would be great, you dirty assholes. Why are you looking at me like I'm a fucking prick? I don't want the British version. I want the American one. With the guy from Fargo. Go fuck yourselves. Sorry I freaked out on your podcast, but Jesus Christ, these guys.
You've had it with William H. Macy.
I've just had it with... I'm from here, and people are like, why is he doing this?
It is so nice outside right now, no one should be mad.
It's absurd.
We just do things a little differently at the Women's Club. We pursue a gentler form of comedy. But I had no idea that Shameless was a thing that used to be British and then there's an American version. I had no idea.
I think all shows are.
At most. Sanford and Son was Steptoe and Son. Which, like, why'd they even change it?
Here I come. I'm having the big one.
God damn it, you guys. I swear to God, I'm on, and a lot of you just aren't giving it. I don't care. I get it. I don't have a sleeveless jean jacket on, but I grew the beard. It's a Jeff Tate reference.
Does British Shameless have a different name?
I don't know. No, it's Shameless. I just refuse to watch it.
Straight up Shameless?
I just saw a different guy with long hair, and I was like, nope, next. Back to brows.
Oh, I like that guy with the long hair. That was the part of the show where I say, let the games begin.
Bring your name tags out of the shadows.
Oh, shit.
And into the light.
You guys got a lot to choose from. Get the house lights up a little bit more to help you out. Is there some in the balcony? Oh, shit. So,
it did, but I see the BBA. I know him.
So go ahead and go grab one, you guys. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-kind items, and more. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. Loot Crate is more than just a subscription service. It's an entire community of fans that share their experience and interact with each other around the unboxing of each month's crate. And a guaranteed $40 plus in value in every crate. Sometimes it's a lot more. Every month is a different theme, and all items are curated around that theme. Previous crates have included items from franchises like Star Wars, Marvel, The Walking Dead, and many more. Pop culture is full of brave new worlds and societies in flux that don't always turn out for the best, and June's theme will be exploring some of the ways things can go wrong with dystopia, featuring classics RoboCop, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, and The Matrix, and new faves BioShock Infinite and Fallout 4. We've got a figure, cool collectibles, and of course, our dystoperific monthly tea. Remember, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back! That was an eventful...
Wow.
That was a fun name tag selection session. Oh my God.
That was amazing.
Yeah, so for the listeners at home, Jacob fell off the stage.
I kind of like Jedi flipped off the stage for people that didn't
see it
happen.
For the listeners at home, no, he did not. He missed a step and for sure fell off the stage.
No,
he missed
like
he missed it. There's no step there anyway.
I wasn't trying to leave the stage, for the record. I thought there was more stage.
You were
stage.
Just going
to
reach down. Yeah, there, it does. Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I'm completely... Unless it's just like some crazy adrenaline, like when a cat gets hit and doesn't know it's hurt, like by a car. Like, I don't think I'm injured at this point, but I fell really hard on that guy.
Welcome to my world, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say. Can I get in that first match?
Yeah, right. I think you're ready for it.
Bring yours in, Chad, a little bit. And tell us about it.
This is Amanda, and her face is on the Kung Fu Panda. And when you said Jack Black doesn't like to do things that he, you know, repeat things?
Yep.
Kung Fu Panda 3.
Yep.
And 2. And this one.
I think when they're like, come stand in a booth for a day for $5 million, he's like, okay.
I know. And then your face is on Monkey.
Fair enough.
Okay. I picked this because Kung Fu Panda, my kids and I watch this a lot. Oh, that's actually, beg your pardon, Kung Fu Amanda. Beg your pardon.
There you go.
But Kung Fu Panda, my kids and I watch this, and the peach tree scene in the original one is probably my favorite. And I've gone to therapy a couple times, and I never learned more there than I did from that scene.
All right, well, I haven't seen any of the Kung Fu Amanda movies, but... Now I want to at least see the peach tree scene. What do you got there, Colt?
I have...
Oh, no, he opened an umbrella indoors. I should fall off the stage. Whoa! All right, yeah, tip it a little bit so I can read what it says. It's Mary Bob Pins.
Mary Bob Pins. And yeah. I don't know if his name is Mary or Bob or Pins.
Could be any of them.
But I don't smoke weed, but I could smell the spray paint from here, and I am high as shit. I take a whiff of that?
No, thanks.
All right.
I stick with the drug what brung me. Jacob?
Well, I risked my life. Did you know I fell off the fucking stage? Did everybody see that? I fell off the stage, like Kelsey Grammer. I didn't even see my name was on it. It says, Dan presents Donut Wars The Siroff Awakens, which is really... flatter. And it's got me playing Kylo Ren and you as Captain Phasma, Doug. And then it's got Sam Levine as a stormtrooper and Jeff Tate as another stormtrooper. Actually, and there's 2 Kylo Rens on this one, I guess.
Yeah, Graham Elwood's also Kylo Ren.
Because Graham is also Kylo Ren. Hmm. Yeah, he looks more Kylo Ren-ish than I do. But it's pretty lot of effort put into that. And a box of donuts. We got a box of donuts from Cub Foods.
There you go. Oh, I didn't take a picture. Sorry. Chill.
I've got Dan Hart with a vengeance. Yeah, it's very simple. I like that. Not a lot of effort. It doesn't know what to do with CGI, I don't either. Or computer graphics, what's the difference?
Was that really the original tagline for that movie? Think fast, look alive, die hard?
It had to be, because he didn't do anything except add the Dan on top of the... Because he didn't even get rid of the die, he just put the Dan over the die. I'm gonna guess he didn't fuck with the log line.
All right, you guys. Well, let's pass those donuts down here, Jacob. Ooh, there you go. Thank you very much. Oh, shit.
Such a heavy.
Big, heavy box from Cub Foods. Yeah, you leave these out if you want bears to come to your home.
Did Jacob fall off the stage again?
I like how there's a guy in the second row that wants one.
Fuck yeah.
That's so funny. Shit, my glasses.
Oh my God.
Very dangerous. It's a very dangerous stage.
But I tripped on this part.
I did too.
And landed on a part that wasn't in the audience.
Well, I just kept going. I had more momentum, so I kept. Like, that's the initial part I tripped on.
So just to be, so
how's for that people, donut?
For people listening, there's one 3-foot mini stage that's a step down where little children would dance during a musical, and that's what's causing all the fucking problems. So if we killed children, no one would fall off a stage ever again.
We've also never had problems. We've done the show here before. That's never happened.
Before they inserted the second stage of death, I guess.
There's a lot of, like, you know, piano concertos here and shit like that, where they don't even dare to walk into an area that's not lit. Do you guys want to throw a donut at somebody?
I want to throw a donut.
And try not to fall down?
I'll give one.
Hey, dude who saved my life, shit. You want a donut?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's two good catches so far today.
Yes.
I like that. Chell has the random approach, like, not to anybody specific.
Oh, put up those lights.
Yeah. Hit the sign. I want to try for the sign.
I'm going to hit that sign. Wait.
Hey, did you guys check out the arm on the San Francisco kid? He almost killed someone.
These last four are super messy ones. I kind of feel like we shouldn't throw those.
There's a jelly. There's a jelly.
Yeah, the jelly ones, that just...
Throw the jelly.
Oh, no.
Hold. Hold.
Be careful, everybody.
Balcony.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Raining. It's raining.
It snowed on the audience the entire
way
there.
It's Minnesota.
There's
summer.
Like a mist of powdered sugar in the lights. That was like a jelly donut.
I love tomorrow morning, somebody's going to be like, what is this? And taste it, and it's going to be jelly frosting from their hair.
Well, apologies to the Woman's Club. This is very this is very unbecoming.
I think when Jacob fell, he broke his arm and now could throw a 95-mile-per-hour fastball.
I got somebody pretty good. That was my Tim Lincecum.
Give him the cheese.
One with the high heat.
Oh no, there's some other dessert over here. Boy. Oh, it's more donuts. You don't fall.
So scary.
Wait, you ate some of them? What kind of... All right, these are standing by if anybody wants to throw some more. I don't want that one over there. sir. Is everybody excited about Father's Day tomorrow? Good for you.
There's no trivia on this episode, just physical challenges, I guess.
Yeah, I just I need a while to recover from my injuries.
I think Colt brought this energy. I blame Colt.
This is the perfect for future listeners. Bring the most plain, unappetizing donut.
Oh no, those are great.
Possible. Well, some people like them, sure, but they don't. There's no frosting. There's no, they're not gonna make a big mess when I just go like that with it. Oh no, I apologize for that. I shouldn't. You should be warned that I'm about to throw the donut. All right, let's play some games. Let's get this thing. Let's get it back on track. I was stalling a little bit because the traffic was really bad outside. I just thought people might come late. That's not why we're 50 minutes into the show and haven't started the games yet. Some other stuff are the reasons. Some other stuff. Uh-oh. I thought Jacob was just gonna just go for it again. Just like, I can do this. Let's play Jason and Deb's IMDb game. You fellas all know how this works? You buzz in with your own name. That's your buzzer, is you just say your name. And after I name the first of four projects that's on a person's IMDb page as their top things, their four most known for things. So the idea is you just have to, once you've heard one title, you might want to jump in and guess, but it's -1 point if you miss. And so you might want to hold back until you hear that second title and it's more obvious who the answer is. And then if you get a correct answer, you get for a bonus point for each additional name in the top four that you can name.
I'm sorry, Amanda.
You don't think you're gonna be good at this?
We'll see.
But it's nice to apologize to a lady before you fail.
I feel like whether you're good or bad at it, you're gonna find a way to yell at the crowd about it.
We're all exercising some demons up here today. Mine was that when I was young and tried to participate in sports, I'd fall down and everyone would laugh. So I'm glad that doesn't happen anymore. First person to 5 points is our winner. All right, this first one goes like this. First of four movies this person is known for is Fast and Furious 6.
Chell, Vin Diesel.
Whoa, slow down. Chell buzzed in and he said, Vin Diesel. It's a ballsy play, Chell. And it's incorrect. You now have -1 point. Here's the second title. Might help out a little better. San Andreas.
Cool. I'm going to say because I'm on the show, The Rock.
Who?
No, The Rock.
No, The Rock is right.
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, that's fine.
They call him The Rack. Out here he's The Rack.
Those are all the right words. Yeah, I thought you said The Rack.
That's what he's called.
Is it Nordstrom Rack?
That was the Chicago accent coming out there.
There it is. Yeah, I hadn't heard that before. All right, so now you get to name two more movies featuring Dwayne The Rock Johnson for potential two more points. Just name any two films that he was in that you think he's best known for.
The Tooth Fairy. What? I'd get laughed at.
And what's the other one?
And WrestleMania 30.
No, unfortunately, neither one of those made the cut. His top four, the remaining two are G.I. Joe Retaliation. For the listeners, we were all posing for a picture. And the Scorpion King. They went sense. Scorpo King on us, yeah.
I don't know. That match versus John Cena at WrestleMania was pretty big.
I have a question. You know wrestling's fake, right?
What's that?
You know it's not real, right?
Do you want to have this conversation?
I just don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know if you know.
It's only my living.
People try to tell me, yeah, I agree. People try to tell me all the time movie trivia isn't real, it's fixed. And I'm out here day and night proving them wrong.
I just did it for
mostly
free.
Mostly day.
You know Arnold Schwarzenegger's not really the Terminator, right?
That's debatable. That's not proven.
It's certainly
he was
my
really
favorite.
The governor of California, though.
All right, so
that's
Colt.
Fucked up.
Colt has 1 point. Chell's in the basement there with -1. But no, I liked his spirit, the way he jumped in and participated.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah, good for a first timer. Now I got to see your faces this time, see who buzzes in first, because this one is kind of weird. Sometimes it's not all movies. Sometimes they just throw in other things that a person did. So tell me who this person, that they're talking about. The first project, Kevin Hart, Let Me Explain. I thought you guys would jump in real fast on that
Jacob,
one.
Jacob.
Yes?
I'll go with Kevin Hart because you've done this before with Amy Schumer when I was on the show. But maybe it was a diversion. I'm going to go with Kevin Hart.
Yeah, it's Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Central Intelligence is out this weekend. It'd be fun to do The Rock and Kevin Hart. And then I look up Kevin Hart on IMDb. His first credit is a comedy special. But there's three more titles, so you can get up to 4 points for this round if you can name any of them.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Grudge Match.
No.
Okay. Get Hard.
Yes.
Okay.
One more.
Think Like a Man.
No. They went Ride Along and The Wedding Ringer. Yeah. But that gives Jacob 2 points. He's in the lead. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. You guys were chatting over there. I thought thought there's something you could tell the rest of the class. All right, this next round starts with a movie called The Hangover. The second film, got a TV show worked in here for this one, The Office. The audience knows it.
Chell.
Chell's Ed buzzing
Helms.
In. Ed Helms is correct. Good job. He's also in Central Intelligence, I'm told. Give us two more Ed Helms projects. You're out of the hole. You're up to zero now. And you could tie it up with Jacob if you could name two movies that are in his top four.
God, it's that... Not Sioux Falls.
So far we got the Hangover and The Office.
It's not so, Susie Falls.
So
is
two
it?
More.
Fuck, god damn it.
That was a good one.
Was he in that movie Coon Rapids? Still a real
Cedar
name.
Rapids.
Still
Cedar
a real
Rapids.
Name of a place. That's your guess, Cedar Rapids?
That's the only one I know.
Oh, the only one?
That he's in a movie? Like he's in a, that, what movie he's in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all you got?
Fuck, that's all I got.
Okay. Well, they went with Hangover Part 2 and Hangover Part 3. Kudos to the audience for not wanting to scream that shit out. Or for wanting to and not doing it.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I'm losing to you. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's right, you are.
This is awful.
Well, you're tied. You guys are tied now.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, you two are tied.
I beg your pardon.
Tied with zero each. Because Chell got himself up out of that hole. And now, let's move on to the next round. The first title is... Finding Nemo. The next title, showing how one's career could be as opposite as humanly possible. Because the next film after Finding Nemo is Taxi Driver.
Jacob.
Yeah?
Was John Ratzenberger in Taxi Driver?
He may have been, but that's not who we're looking for here.
I think he was. I think he probably was.
The third movie in this person's top four is a movie called Drive. Yep. This person is in every major motion picture with the word drive in it from the last half century. Oh, no, he's not in Drive Angry. Oh, and I said too much. Nobody buzzing in? Here's the...
Chad, can I describe him?
No.
Okay.
Here's the... I mean, I don't know if you can.
May I?
But it wouldn't work as an answer.
Okay. Gotcha.
But this fourth title is going to give it away. Somebody's going to get 1 point for their troubles. The fourth movie in the top four for this person, Defending Your Life.
Jacob.
Who is it?
Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks is right. Yeah. Jacob gets a point. Jacob's up to three, just two more, and he's got this thing. And I've got a couple of rounds left, I think.
That's who I was going to describe.
Were you going to say just Jewy or something? Or?
I was gonna say the guy on Johnny Carson that did the egg roll thing. Nope. Okay, great. I got a couple people right over there that I brought.
That's what we all do it for, is the two people laughter.
You want big laughs, you got to jump off the stage, dude.
Yeah, you really got to fucking risk your own life to get this crowd on your side.
The fact that the only person that hasn't taken a pratfall is the professional wrestler is insane to me.
He's wearing sandals.
Well, I might as well say it now. We got here early today and we rehearsed all of that. Because Douglas movies is fake.
He was starting it.
Okay, next round starts with a motion picture called Aliens. Aliens. Nobody wants to try it. I like cautious players. The next film, Avatar.
Jacob.
Who is it?
Sigourney Weaver.
That's correct. Sigourney Weaver. Jacob's got 4 points. If he could name one of the two remaining,
I would do Alien.
Sigourney Weaver movies.
Alien.
And name one more.
That wasn't on it?
Huh?
Alien was not on it?
I don't always just choose to tell you whether you're right or wrong.
Oh, because that would be for the win if I got it.
It would be if you were right.
So I'm not. Okay, I'm not right.
Just trying to build up the suspense.
Ghostbusters.
No Ghostbusters.
They went in your fucking face.
They went with They went with Alien 3 and... this guy is personally hurt by this Alien 3 nonsense. I agree, man. It's not even a real 3. It's just like a, it's like Alien to the third. It's fuck that.
But the way he said that, it was almost like his dad left during that movie. No! You just said milk, Dad!
Told you, Chad. I told you you'd find a way to get mad at the crowd.
But also in the top four was actually Alien, okay, so you were correct, and you win.
Nice.
You are the winner. And I don't know if there's a... is DLM Wiki here tonight, today?
Yep.
This dude, you guys, if you go to his Twitter, there's a link to his wiki, DLM. He keeps tons of statistics for what happens on this show. And so hopefully we'll get some sort of IMDb game tournament going when he's compiled enough winners.
I mean, I know you guys would never do it by yourself, so how about a round of applause?
Do you keep track of people who have eaten shit on stage, too? It's a big night for that here in Minnesota.
Breaking records.
Come down to First Ave tonight where I wrestle this motherfucker.
Opening match.
Oh, you scared me. I thought you were going to punch me in the face. He turned his shoulders and I was like, here we go, bitch slap. Right in the mouth. There are no turnbuckles, but I'm nervous.
Colt's thing tonight is sold out.
Oh. I beg your pardon.
Just want to be clear about that. But people could get in if they just show up, right, maybe? And like standby line kind of thing?
I'm sure they could.
Yeah, let's do it, you guys.
Hey, so what does your script say? Do you win or lose?
That was the better joke than the one I made.
I feel so attacked. And I'm not even in my spandex.
That we know of.
Who likes this flavor?
I love that Doug's so sick of me talking, he's throwing donuts at people. That's amazing.
I gotta do something to keep busy. All right. When you're talking. No, it's delightful, and we're gonna play another game. You wanna play another game?
I'd be happy to.
Have another chance. By my calculations, we have enough time to play a new game that's sweeping the nation with a very long title. It's Ron Bennington's Mojo Rising or the Adjusted for Inflation Bureau. Yeah. I have written down some people's names, and they have all made a lot of movies. And Box Office Mojo lists people's top movies after adjusting for inflation. And your job when I tell you the name of an actor is to... I don't know what that laugh was for. I'm looking at everybody.
What? Chad's rubbing Colt.
Oh, there's more of that rubbing going on?
No shame.
And, so you'll get to name what you think will be in the top three. For if you get the one that's in the first position, you get 3 points, and second gets 2, and third gets 1. If yours isn't in the top three, you don't get any points in that particular round. And we'll start with Jacob, and this is like, I'll just directly ask each one of you, and we'll do the same order each time, but each time we'll start with the guy who went second in the previous round. Huh? I think that's the best way to do it. Jacob, you start us off and tell me what you think. Oh, and also, it's kind of a fun twist in the names in this one. It's all people from Minnesota.
Not sure why I did it that way. I don't know what's special about Minnesota today. It's International Picnic Day, you guys. Yeah, so we all blew it. We all did not celebrate. Because it's too late now to put together a picnic. With some donut you picked up off of the ground.
It's a good day to be an ant. Look, I fell, guys. Yeah, I fell earlier.
I feel...
I'm sure there's a lot of ants here at the Women's Club tonight. Aunts. All right. This is the first one for you. Hailing from somewhere in Minnesota is an actress who goes by the name Jessica Biel. Mrs. JT. Mother. She's the father and the mother to those timber lads. What do you think? What's in her top three? Jacob. We could have Chad talk for a while if you need time.
Okay. Well, Jacob, she only has three, so good luck.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think of the... I'm thinking the Adam... I think it's called... Is it called Chuck and Larry Get Married? I don't know. I'm just fucking up the title of it.
Do you know the title of any of her films?
Well, if I don't know this one, then I might not.
You could pass, I guess.
Wait. Is it not Chuck and Larry Get Married? That's not what it's called?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is it called Chuck and Larry?
I don't recognize that as a title.
Can I just do Jennifer Beals instead?
All right, you're out. Colt, top three Jessica Biel. You can do it.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry?
That's correct. Oh.
How did I think of that?
It's a correct title. I'm not going to tell you where it ranked.
Chad,
you can pick any movie but that one.
Seventh Heaven, the movie.
Okay. Chell.
Hangover 2 and 3.
Oh my God. Fucking clap. That's the line of the show. That is the line of the show, you stingy assholes. God knows.
Number three on Jessica Biel's list was The Texas Chainsaw Massacre from 2003. Number two, Valentine's Day. Yeah, that one's got a lot of people in it. And number one was I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. So that gives Colt 3 points. And we'll play until we don't have any more... options, categories, answers. Cole goes first this time, then you, Chad, so be ready.
Thank you.
Films of the Coen brothers from Minnesota, yes. What do you think is their top three?
I don't want to fuck this up. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Inflation. What?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Okay, that is one of their titles. Chad?
No Country for Old Men.
Got an official judge in the audience.
Somebody was just like, he has seen a movie. Jesus Christ, this is amazing.
Chell, what do you got?
Big Lebowski.
Okay. And Jacob?
I think Fargo made the most money.
Fargo?
Yeah, because the Oscar stuff had a big extended run.
All right, so coming in at number three, a movie nobody said called Burn After Reading. That sounds like someone who got burned while sitting there.
That guy was feeling the burn after reading.
Number two, who said No Country for Old Men? Chad.
That was me.
Good job, Chad.
Amanda, we're doing it.
And coming in at number one, nobody said it. True Grit. True Grit. Yeah, that was an exciting one. So now Colt is in the lead with three. Chad's got two. Chell and Jacob, it's never too late. Henry Fonda, I'm kidding. But he was born in Minnesota. Judy Garland, I'm kidding again. Also from Minnesota. Harmar Superstars from here. Jessica Lange, but her top four are all American horror story shows. So that's no good for us. But here's a real movie star from here. And we'll start with Chad gets to go first this time. Chris Pratt.
Well, I guess I have to go Jurassic World.
You don't have to do anything.
No, no, no. No, I do under contract. I'm being paid.
Okay, Chell?
It's the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
That's a good one.
It's what Jacob and I both love that movie, so he's probably a little sad right now.
Yeah, and those are the two moneymakers, really. So I'm going to go with Her.
Her?
Yeah, he was in the movie Her.
Yeah, he was in Her.
She hasn't been in a lot of blockbusters.
Come on, it's for the women. It's a movie about a woman that a man meets in his mind.
I saw a video of Batista teaching him how to powerbomb Anna Faris.
What's powerbombing?
It had a lot of views, probably made a lot of YouTube money.
That's your guess?
Yes.
Okay. Number three was the Lego Movie. Yes, everything is awesome. And number two, Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. So that gives Chell 2 points. And then number one, Jurassic World. Yep. No one is happy for you, Chad.
That's okay. You know what? I alienated them earlier, and now it's me against them, and I don't fucking care. I'm about to win this thing. You just sit there and let me do the work. That's fine.
All right, you got 5 points. Colt has 3. Chell has 2. Jacob.
I got 3 donuts, though. I'm going to throw it at somebody.
Here, throw these. They're not as messy as those. Those chocolate ones scare me because I don't want somebody sitting there in white to suddenly just get...
Hey, watch your step.
...hit by a chocolate.
Oh, my God.
That was interesting.
That broke up into 15 different pieces. You'd be great at feeding geese.
Lime.
That was it? I thought somebody else was going to throw one. Okay. This is a final round. We'll do one more round if anybody's tied up after this round. And this one is also from here, Sean William Scott, Rich Sommer, Prince, of course. But let's do... Oh, Steve Zahn is from here. But let's do... What?
Steve Zahn?
What? Let's do Winona Ryder. Winona Ryder. And we start with Jill. Any Winona Ryder movie, especially if you think it might be one of her top three.
Girl Interrupted,
okay.
She could have any role
in
it.
Jacob, what?
She could have any role in it. She doesn't have to be billed in the movie or anything.
She just has to be in it. I don't know how strict box office mojo is about that.
Well, then I would guess Star Trek, the J.J. Abrams Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Yeah.
Okay. Colt?
Beetlejuice.
That was a victorious, fast underhand. That was like woman's softball.
There was a huge laugh because Colt just threw a donut, but the best was him trying to get the box open three times before he actually did it. It was awesome. And I'm not making fun of you because you're bigger than me, but I was just saying, like, it was. And it... Oh my God. He was just flexing his tits. He was making his tits dance. Oh, that's pretty sweet.
I could actually do that with my
balls. I'm just looking around like it just looks like four guys just sitting there. The crowd's going crazy for Colt's tits.
No, I know, because he's flexing his tits. To get my tits to shake like that, I have to jump up and down. It's ridiculous.
That wouldn't be a bad situation to be in the middle of, actually, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Nobody knows what you mean. Shut up.
Colt could simulate the use of a trampoline without moving. Just stand there with his boobs flapping around. All right. Where are we at? What'd you say? He said
Beetlejuice.
And Chad says?
I don't.
Well, what do we have so far? We got Girl Interrupted. We got Beetlejuice. We got Star Trek.
I'm going to go with the security video of her stealing all that shit.
Ah, okay. Very smart. Very, very good use of your turn.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
He's number winning three. Also. He just burned his turn, and he's actually in the lead.
He's winning, yeah. We'll see. It's all going to shake out right now, maybe. Because movie number three, Bram Stoker's Dracula.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Ooh. There's a moose out there.
Movie number two, no one got this one, and it's kind of a surprise, squeaked in there somehow. Mr. Deeds. Yeah. And according to IMDb, I mean, Box Office Mojo, the highest grossing, after adjusting for inflation, movie that has Winona Ryder in it is called Star Trek. And Jacob got got 3 points on the board, but that's not enough to catch up to Chad's 5 points. So Chad is our winner today. So what's the name of the person you were playing for? Amanda? Kung Fu Amanda, come get all your prizes.
Kung Fu Amanda!
Hashtag Grr Mondays. I mean, it's like outtakes from TED 2 that they stuck into a doll. All right, there you are.
I love how you brought somebody to help you carry all your shit. That's
very
amazing.
Very smart. I'm not going to fall for this again. There's all your stuff. And do you want your name tag back too?
No.
Nope. It's yours to keep, Chad. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you got to plug, Chad? What's coming up for you?
I'm off for a month. I'm going to hang out with the kiddos.
All right, so check them out there, everybody.
Nope. Please don't. And then I go to St. Louis in the middle of July and then San Francisco after that. So two July gigs, St. Louis Funny Bone at Westport and San Francisco Punchline.
And your Twitter's straight up your name?
It's Chad Daniels 34.
Oh, okay.
Big time. And well, my Instagram is...
Do you have to change it when you turn 35? Or have you been 34 since Twitter started? Okay, don't answer that. Colt?
No, I'm gonna sit here.
Just let it lie there. Colt, what's up? What you got your show tonight, and then I hear you're hitting a bunch of places.
Yeah, I'm totally always traveling. My podcast is The Art of Wrestling, always talking to different wrestlers in different locker rooms. I also have that podcast called Pro Wrestling Fringe, storytelling podcast on Howl. I have my movies, The Wrestling Road Diaries 1 and 2. The Wrestling Road Diaries 3, Funny Equals Money, is coming out September 1st. Thank you. That's we dissect comedy in wrestling. And thanks for the laugh. And also, I'm always touring, and I'm going to be in Dublin, Belfast, and Limerick next week. I'm also going to be the Gathering of the Juggalos wrestling in July. And my tour schedule is on ColtCommander.com, and also all of August, I will be at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival doing a comedy show with my friend Brendan Burns, where we watch bad wrestling and make fun of it. Please come if you're in Europe and support the Fringe and myself. Thank you. And Twitter at Colt Cabana, Instagram at Colt Cabana.
Nice job. Jacob Siroff, what's coming up for you?
I'm also going to the Gathering of the Juggalos, but just to laugh at people. I'm not actually going to take part in anything there. I kind of just hang out in the parking lot and laugh at everybody. But I'm also, not you, I mean, you're getting paid, I understand. I would go for money. But I'm also going to be at the Madhouse Comedy Club in San Diego this Wednesday, June 22nd, which happens to be my birthday. So come out and like give me a blowjob or something. That's the rules, birthdays, right? I think. I haven't been married for a while.
I
forget the rules.
Works.
How do you get blowjobs with those Harry Potter socks?
What are you talking about, Chad? Are you doubting my blowjob getting abilities right now?
Not at all. I've heard
We've
the stories, but I'm
weekends.
Wondering how with the socks.
I think I actually would I would put forth that girls like interesting socks. That's actually attractive when you wear interesting socks.
All right, yeah, there's three of them.
Yeah, it's three or four.
Well, how,
That's
many,
all
of them,
he needs.
How many of them are you going to fuck tonight, Chad?
Zero, but maybe Nick, his fucking stomach hurts because you fell on it.
Or just bounce your tits a lot. Like this.
I can't believe tits get more love than socks from the ladies. That's. I feel like I'm being sock shamed right now.
Thanks, Jacob. Mm-hmm. Chell Bjorgen, how do you... You got a Twitter, right?
Yeah.
How's that spelled?
It's, Doesn't matter. It's,
K-J-E-L-L.
B as in boy, J-O-R-G-E-N.
Bjorgen.
Yeah.
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 So look him up, you guys. Very funny.
I'm going to Redbox tomorrow.
Yeah. Meet him at the Redbox. Shame all of his choices. What do you got coming up?
Going to Redbox. And, gonna check out Star Wars just to piss Jacob off. And, yeah, just got some... I got a new comedy compact disc coming out. Through Stand Up Records called Lots of Treats. It should be coming out in the next couple months.
All right, cool. Yeah, first-time guest, Chell Bjorgen, everybody. It says here I'm doing stand-up at the Tampa Improv on July 2nd. Bring your name tags, though, even though it's a stand-up show. And you guys, what's a good hashtag for this episode today? Were there any catchphrases or
anything?
Something
about falling.
Falling down?
Falling down.
Falling, hangover 2 and 3. Just gonna put that right in the show description so people can really enjoy that juicy moment. I even like said hangover 1 like again to try to help you, help.
It's my first time, Doug.
I know. It's a lot of pressure
tough.
Up here,
it
right?
It's
the lights are bright and
stage is steep.
People are getting hurt left and right.
It's the most dangerous show I've ever been on in my career.
Yeah, I feel good, though. I don't feel injured. Do you feel injured?
I actually feel good.
Like
I'm waiting.
Sometimes a fall like that, the next day, you'll be like, oh, shit, where's my arm?
I feel good. But I went, I mean...
It was amazing. We were in the commercial break, so the listeners don't get to enjoy it. Not that there was anything to hear. You didn't even have a microphone. It wasn't like you're like, hey, look, give me that. You had the mic in your hand?
I had the mic in my hand.
And did you drop it?
No. Come on, I'm a professional. I kept the mic.
Real professional.
there's a, but what people can't see is there's a 20-foot like gaping hole that I could have fallen into, or that you could have also.
Hold on, I already described it as a 3-foot.
No, I couldn't have fallen into the hole because I fell on a stage that's part of the stage, at least. You went into the audience.
But between the stage and the audience, there's like this hole that goes to the
basement.
That's
the real dangerous part, that I... Then I wouldn't even walk out over there.
Jacob is so skinny, Nick had 45 seconds to prepare for him to hit him. He just floated down like a fucking leaf. And he was like, I got you. Hold on. I got you. Wait for it.
Wow. Yeah, Doug really does love movies. Here's the feather from the beginning of Forrest Gump. Well, thanks again to everyone for being here, to all of my guests, Chad Daniels, Colt Cabana, Jacob Siroff, and Shell Bjorgen. And as always, Shia LaBeouf is a shithead. Trying to cut pizza without a pizza cutter is a shithead. And no liquor sales on Sundays is a shithead.